Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for all that you have done for us, especially this evening, Lord. We just pause and stop from our busy lives, and we want to say thank you for sending your Son, Lord, to save us from our sin. Lord, thank you for who you are, your love, your grace, and your mercy. May you continue to bless this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, the kids are going to be sharing tonight, and they're going to be really sharing with you some of the Old Testament prophecies that speak of Jesus coming, that God foretold some of the prophecies as much as 4,000 years that he foretold that he would send his Son, that he would provide for us a Savior. You know, they're going to refer to just a handful, three or four verses maybe in the Old Testament. But did you know that there are over 330 Old Testament prophecies about the first coming of Christ alone? Think about that. Think about, and there have been the math geeks, God bless them. You know, I just can't relate to them at all. But there have been those guys that have kind of figured out the law of probability, the chance factoring, as far as what it would take for one person to fulfill all of those prophecies. And I heard one guy say that it would be equivalent to the chances of somebody making a ball out of silver dollars the size of the sun and painting one silver dollar and putting it in that ball somewhere and then allowing one person to walk around blindfolded as long as they want, but then for them to stick their hand down and reach as far as they want to reach, but then pull up one silver dollar and have that be the marked one. There's that much chance of one person fulfilling that many prophecies in one time, in one lifetime. See, God took it out of the realm of human possibility. He wanted to make sure of some things. He wanted to make sure, first of all, that we knew that there is a God, and he loves us, and that he is purposely doing something for us. He was purposely sending his Son. And he also wanted to make sure he didn't want anybody to miss who Jesus is. It's so important that we know who Jesus is. There was a time when Jesus was speaking to some people, and it was really to some Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, who did not believe in him. And in John 8:24, Jesus said, "Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." See, the Bible tells us in John's Gospel, the very first verse says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Just a few verses down in verse 14 of the same chapter, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of it as of the only begotten of the Father." See, God became flesh. The second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, became flesh, being fully God while at the same time being fully man. It's so important for us not to miss that. God gave us all kinds of prophecies that he himself would come, that he would be our Savior. He didn't want us to miss that. But also, he didn't want people to misunderstand the reason for his first coming. Many of the prophecies spoke of how God himself would bring salvation to us. And Jesus said it this way to a Jewish leader. We're real familiar with this verse, probably the most popular one in the whole Bible. John 3:16. I'm going to read verse 17 as well. Jesus is talking to a religious leader. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." If the world needed saving, if Jesus is saying that we could be saved by believing in him, then that means that the world needs saving, right? See, and there's a lot of controversy today. Whenever anybody talks about the bad news, oh man, it's hate speech, it's this, it's that, and all that kind of thing. But see, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the word gospel means good news, the gospel is that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son so that we could put our faith, our trust in him and be saved from our sins. But before the good news is good news, you got to know the bad news, right? And that's the problem, that we have sinned, but so often now we don't want to admit it. You know, during this time of year, we sing that song, O Holy Night. And there's that line in it that says, long lay the world in sin and error pining. And some of those words, you know, I think we kind of forget what they mean. We don't really use the word pining too much anymore, right? You know, you don't use it in everyday conversation, but it really speaks of us really longing for, craving a solution to the sin. See, we talk about the true meaning of Christmas, and there's some people say, oh, the true meaning of Christmas, it's all about the kids. Not really. Some will say, well, it's all about gift giving, man, and just, you know, giving gifts and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's about a gift, you know, that God gave. He loved us so much that he gave his only son. But the true meaning is that he put an end to that craving for us. He put an end to that pining. That so long did mankind, from all the way from the fall in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve first sinned, from that time on until the time Jesus was born, the world did pine for a Savior. The world did crave for a solution to the sin. And folks, you and I have that same need for a Savior. Because Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. See, and whenever somebody is giving you the bad news, and that's the bad news, that all of us have sinned, you got to understand, I'm saying me too, all right? You know, I don't want to come off as holier than Swiss cheese or anything like that. I need a Savior as much as you do. You know, one old-time preacher used to say that when you share the gospel, it should be like one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. Folks, I want to tell you where to find bread. Because, see, we've all sinned. Yes, we've all fallen short of God's glory. But Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death. See, that's the bad news. That's the baddest of the bad news. That death is eternal separation from God in hell. But Romans 6:23 goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the good news. That's what Christmas is all about, is God sending the answer. God sending the solution to our sin. He wants us to know that. He wants us to have that in mind every time we think about Christmas, that God loved us that much, that he sent us a gift that is something that we couldn't even put into words, really. It's unspeakable how awesome God's gift is for us. See, a lot of people get that, okay, Jesus was born, and they have no problem celebrating a baby in a manger. That's pretty innocuous. It's pretty safe, the baby in the manger, but the baby grew up. See, God sent his son not just to be born into humankind, but ultimately to die on the cross for our sins. That was the purpose for Jesus coming into the world. He wants us to know that. That's when the gift really takes on the significance that God would have us to really value that gift, is when we understand what Jesus' coming really meant, is that he was coming to die for our sins. That's the love that God has for us. And Jesus did it willingly. Nobody forced him to do it. He loves you and I that much. What an awesome God we have, huh? See, if you've never trusted in Christ as your Savior, if you don't have a relationship with him tonight, it's our prayer that you would come to know him, you know, through this little presentation here. And after the service, if you have any questions, you know, the worship team, myself, some of the elders and other assistant pastors and all, they'll be around here. We'd be glad to pray with you, answer your questions, whatever. But, you know, if you do have a relationship with Christ, tonight, I hope you leave here just really falling in love with the Lord all over again, really valuing what God did for you and I. What an awesome God we serve, huh? You want to send in the kids?